Episode number 27 features Adam Jesudasan. Adam has a really happy-go-lucky attitude. He's been a teacher before coming to the MBA program. Over the summer, he interned in Tanzania. It was a very unique experience, and I'm happy to be chatting with him. Adam is concentrating in finance and business analytics. So welcome to Personalities at Carrie Adam. We are on episode 27. So welcome, wow. Adam Jesudasan.
Yeah, Jesudasan.
Okay, let's get started with our first question, which we always ask. Can you give us your background, where you come from, what brought you to WP Carey or business school in general?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm originally from Colorado. And before this, I was actually a math teacher, and I worked with ESL students and also taught math in the Peace Corps in a country called Namibia. And I worked as a camp director for a summer, and I have always been interested in international development, and that's why I applied to business school, and I'm now very lucky and happy to be at WP Carey.
Nice. How long have you been working as a teacher?
So I did 1 year right out of undergrad, and then 2 years in the Peace Corps as a math teacher, physical science teacher, and we did other projects there too, so a lot of extracurricular activities such as science club, science fair, and library at the school I was working at, and community-based projects too for those 2 years, along with teaching, and then 1 year as a camp director and other odd jobs around Colorado.
Okay. And what made you decide to do an MBA?
Oh, well, I've always been interested in international development, and just that's what I was interested in, the Peace Corps, and I think I can gain the skills from getting an MBA degree to help with international development, and it's really expanded my horizons. I learned a lot in this program and met a lot of cool people too.
Okay. And I've kind of noticed that you speak a lot of languages. Is that part of being a teacher, or is that something you just did on your own?
Oh, no. When I was young, I started learning. My dad's from Malaysia, so I picked up some Malay, but never really got fluent. Then I'd keep on, if I ever had a chance to study a language, for example, in high school, I started learning Spanish, and then it was required to learn a new language in university, so I wanted to learn Chinese, and then Namibia, I had to learn a different language too. So it's just been throughout my life and the journeys that I've taken that I've learned a little bit of languages here and there. But English is what I...
It's most comfortable.
Yeah, that's my bread and butter.
Okay. And when you decided to do your MBA, which other schools were you looking at?
Oh, to be honest, I was mainly looking at University of Colorado. But as you know, WP Carey gave a pretty good deal to come to this school. So I, uprooted again and came to Arizona.
Okay. And since you've been here for more than a year, how has your experience been so far?
It's been good. I've liked it. And definitely you can really appreciate the weather once it comes December and January, a little bit warmer compared to the rest of the country, a lot milder of a winter. And in terms of, the education or the curriculum, I've learned a lot. I really appreciate, although it's fast paced, I think we all can say we've learned quite a lot at this school. And Arizona is very, I've liked and enjoyed living in Tempe. Okay.
And since you said you've approved yourself to come to Arizona, is your family still back in Colorado, and how do you manage family? Do you visit them once in a while, or do you call them every day?
Yeah. So my parents are still in Colorado, and it's been fairly easy now with technology or just messaging and video communication, Skyping. So I'll talk to them, as I'm sure a lot of the other students here do too. And I try to go back for Christmas, and I saw them this summer. So, and they're planning on coming in May, so they'll see me get a chance to see how I've spent 2 years in Arizona. Okay. That should be good.
So with your education at WPK, what are the concentrations you're doing?
Oh, so currently I'm doing finance, as you know, mm-hmm. Joe. We're in the same class. And also business analytics are my two concentrations. Thinking about doing that specialization in global economics or global business economics. And we'll see how okay. that goes. But definitely those two concentrations.
Are the two concentrations that you've taken something you had decided before coming to school? Or did you, along the way, figure out, oh, this is good for me, I'll take this?
Oh, good question. Yeah, as a career changer, I was mainly interested in analytics, business analytics, because of my math background. And while taking classes, I was always interested in, I think I picked up the second concentration, finance, because I thought it was interesting, and it's also very quantitative in nature. But there's a lot of things I did not know about corporate finance that I'm now learning that I find very interesting.
Hmm. And of the courses that you've taken so far, do you have a favorite course?
Ooh, there's a lot that I've liked that have been very insightful. I don't know if I've had a lot of favorite or one specific favorite course, but I think I've enjoyed, I liked valuations in finance, just in terms of expanding my horizons, just how companies get valued. That was interesting. I liked managerial accounting, and that was good. And and data analytics courses as well. Decision modeling was pretty cool too, I thought. But I have to say I've enjoyed all my courses here. They have all benefited, and I think I've gained a lot of knowledge from each of them.
Okay. Can you walk us through your experience trying to get an internship last year?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was a frustrating time, I think, for a lot of WP Carey students, a lot of people in our class. And that, although it could be stressful, I think there were some internships that I was more interested in. And I wish if I were to do it differently, I think I would have started much earlier in terms of quarter one, quarter two. I only started picking up the pace quarter three. And yeah, so that's when I started really applying. But maybe I would have applied to more and done those events more. But there was a few that I was interested in, and I remember it would get frustrating because I would go have final interviews. I remember I went to, I had maybe two final round interviews, and although it's you're close to the finish line and you can feel it, but you just don't make it. But then eventually there was one that I was always fairly interested in back in Africa for WS Technology Consulting, and that all those interviews went well, and I was happy enough to get an offer. I wasn't planning on going back to Africa when I started the program, but, you know, life takes us to different places. So I went to Tanzania this summer and, yeah, got to use a lot of the skills that we learned in our data analytics class, and actually the platform revolution class. I remember I had to do a lot of, I had to look at a lot of information on apps, because that's what my business was working on. So a lot of information from that course was used there as well, too.
So can you tell us a little bit about the particular role and what your project was over the summer?
Yeah, so I was basically a data analytics intern. They really hadn't been looking into data analytics. And the companies there is called WS Technology Consulting. And what it does is it provides software to companies in Tanzania. It's a local company. The director is a Tanzanian. So what my three main projects were to basically write a guideline on how to do data analytics, just a broad scope. This is areas you should focus on, guidelines for hiring employees, and certain metrics and KPIs that are very important in terms of measuring the success of data analytics projects. The second project was to work with a local pizza hut franchise there. Mm-hmm. and basically observe their process and help them to develop a software or an app for their business process. So, you know, an enterprise or software enterprise and customer relationship management, but mainly for procuring supplies and ingredients that expire. Mm-hmm. So it was helping with that. And the final project was looking at their app. They have an in-house app that is basically an Uber for technicians. So there's plumbers, electricians, and all sort of car mechanics make up a large part of the Tanzanian economy. So we were trying to register these technicians onto this app so people could download this app and find technicians and people who help.
So like Angie's List or something.
Yeah. So if somebody had a plumbing problem, they actually had a lot of people going around getting, they were called fundis actually in Tanzania, mm-hmm. was the Swahili word for it. And these fundis provided these services, but if a lot of the way you usually get a fundi is through word of mouth. So they were developing a way to hire fundis and then rate them because since it's the informal economy, you don't necessarily know what type of service you'll be getting. Or let's say, and another idea that my boss had was to be able to ultimately provide fundis the finances they need to buy tools or let's say the money they need to get the materials for their building projects. So anyways, we looked at the user data on that app and yeah, it was a lot of cool things just seeing how people use the app, what the main users are, and I was helping them develop basically a type of models and indicators to see what brings people to the app and how they can recommend other services through the app.
Okay. And this WS Technologies, are they going to come to campus this year as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I've been in contact with my boss and he says they're talking with Career Services about an internship possibility next year. So okay. I look forward to helping them with that as well.
Nice. So that's a good opportunity for our first years.
Yeah. I really do hope so. It's a very unique experience. And I'm very glad I did it.
Okay. Coming back to your experience at school, has there been something that has kind of stood out to you in terms of how the school is run, the different programs, the students, etc., that you want to point out?
Well, I think it's, in terms of standing out, I think it's just a very pleasant place, I feel. I've had great experiences in relation, I feel, very positive relationships with all my classmates. It's good to see them. Everyone's really friendly. Everyone, I think, is supportive. And I feel just at this school, you know, that it's not so competitive. And if somebody needs help or with anything, I think what I like about this school is that I can ask anyone and not feel ashamed or judged, and people really do look out for each other here. It's a great network to be a part of, and I'm happy to be a part of it and to have met so many cool, interesting people.
So on the same lines, did you have some expectations coming into the MBA, and then now that you're in, you're seeing those being like fulfilled as well as, you know, going beyond your expectations?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, in terms of your expectations, if you mean preconceived notions, mm-hmm. I was a little bit worried as being a career changer and not necessarily having the corporate experience that some other people might have had. So that's what kind of made me a little bit anxious at first, but just talking with people, meeting other career changers, and just the atmosphere and attitude here, I think eventually over time I was less worried about that. And I think maybe it was also my misunderstanding or my ignorance of thinking, oh, this is good, corporate world, everyone's going to be very intense and very serious. And over time, although, of course, we're academically serious, I think there is still a sense of camaraderie and friendship that, and, you know, true relationships that get built here.
Mm-hmm. And when you do get time out of school, you know, from studying, do you have certain hobbies that you take the time out to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So lately, if I have time off and I'm just at home, maybe I'll just play the guitar and hang out, just read. I would love to go hiking or backpacking more. And maybe once I get a prolonged time, I would like to go just out and, you know, take maybe a week or so and just unplug, as they call it, unwind. That's been some of my, since I was young, some of my favorite activities.
These are just questions I'm asking just to get to know you better.
Oh, yeah, so, of course.
So what's kind of your favorite movie?
Oh, my favorite movie? I don't know. I have not thought about that. I like a lot. I think there's some good ones. I don't know. Maybe in terms of relating it to the MBA experience, maybe I assumed work life would be like Office Space, but hopefully not. I like Office Space. Yeah, I don't know. For me, I don't have a favorite. It's like, oh, I like this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you watch TV shows? And if so, do you have a favorite TV show?
Not in a while. I haven't, to be honest, I don't really check out Netflix that much. I should. I liked Black Mirror. That's a really good one. That makes you think. I am from Colorado, so I do like South Park, but I haven't seen many of the new episodes.
Cool. What about music? Do you have a favorite artist or favorite genre of music?
Oh, music's interesting because I like a lot of different music. So I like, you know, classic rock, jazz, you know, old school hip hop, Wu-Tang. In terms of that's what the hip hop I like, jazz. And actually, yeah, I do like metal. I was actually in a metal band when I was in undergrad. Nice. That was a cool experience, and that got me into that. So
did you have originals, or did you cover a lot of metal?
Oh, bands? Maybe one few covers, but mainly originals.
Nice.
So
is there a recording that I can listen to?
Check out YouTube. I'll show you. I don't know if it might be a little bit different. We'll show you after the podcast. yeah, for sure.
Okay, you did mention you read. So do you have a favorite book or a book you would like to recommend?
Oh, I've been reading, reading is cool, but I think there's my friend, when my friend was having like some, interested in Spanish and Dominican culture, and there's this author called Junio Diaz, and I read that, and that's a really different type of book, because it's kind of informal, maybe slightly, has a few obscenities, but it's about like relationships and being a minority male, which I thought was interesting, because it's not your typical book, but I don't know, I think there's been a lot of cool books that I also like, To Kill a Mockingbird, American classic, Sun Also Rises. I like books. I don't know. It depends. Sometimes I read, and those are some good books. Yeah.
Okay. So the first one you mentioned, Junio Diaz?
I don't know if I'm saying.
Do you remember the name?
Junio Diaz, and it's something about Life of Oscar Wilde is interesting, okay. And then there's a compilation of his short stories called This Is How You Lose Her. That's interesting too. A little bit more obscene than other books, you know. So just for warning's sake.
Okay. Here's a question. Now, do you have a favorite person in history that you'd like to have coffee with, get to know them better?
Oh, wow.
Living or dead?
Living or dead and have coffee. I don't know. Shoot. I guess it depends. I mean, I wouldn't want to exclude one person. I have not thought about it, and I do like history.
Did you find someone really intriguing, like you really wanted to know them at a personal level? What's going on in their head?
Maybe, but there's like a few, too many people, I think.
Okay.
It'd be cool to meet a lot of people. I don't know, maybe it depends from when. I mean, there's like interesting, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'd be more than honored to just to meet a historical figure. What would you answer that question as? Who did you?
I'm gonna answer.
Okay. Shoot. Yeah. No. I should have.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's something like if you can think of someone, you think of someone. Otherwise, whatever. You want to meet too many people. It seems.
Yeah, I like meeting people. You know, and I just. You know, like you, Sho, I like listening to people and hearing what they have to say.
So do you have a pet peeve?
Pet peeve? I don't know. I try not to get annoyed too easily, so.
Yeah, I find you a very calm, collected person.
I don't know if, I don't have pet peeves, but I have, like, weird fears.
Like what?
I always get anxious crossing roads. You know, if there's a lot of cars and...
Even when there's a sign that tells you to cross?
If there's a sign, I'm fine. But I've been in areas where there's not been signs and you've had to navigate through cars. You know, that makes me anxious. Mm. And lightning makes me anxious.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I hear lightning, I always say, oh, no, I'm going to get struck, even though the odds are pretty low. Mm. But... Lightning makes me anxious.
Yeah, that's nice of you to share that.
That's a pet peeve, but I guess it's also important. And, or if thunderstorms happen, I don't know.
Mm. Okay, so what do you want to do after graduation?
Well, after graduate in terms of a career?
Yeah, so if you have a particular role or a location in mind, a particular company that you want to work for?
Well, I think originally... Before coming to WP Carey, I was kind of focused on going back to Colorado, but now I think I'd be happy to go anywhere geographically. I would like to be working on some type of development bank or microfinance because those are some of my personal interests. But I'd also now considering consulting. That seemed really interesting. And in terms of finance or banking, I would like to work for an international development bank or some type of microfinance firm. But I have to do a lot more research, and I'm going to focus on those things, but I'm not ruling anything else out either. That's okay. What I'd say.
Do you have a kind of advice for the first years who are kind of going through what you went through last year?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of them are already well advised, and I think quarter one was probably a very tough hurdle. If you, I don't know what your opinion on it is, but once you're done with quarter one, although it is still tough, I think they should give themselves a pat on the back, which is that if you can do that, you're set. So don't worry too much. That's the hardest bite. In terms of advice, something I wish I did more maybe earlier on was just budgeting time for like exercise or just personal time that you need to just mentally recharge and social time. I think I would budget more time there and after budget time for schoolwork and sending out applications.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, and although sometimes don't let the stress get to you, it'll be fine. Just instead of stressing, just get that work done.
And when you're done with your MBA, how would you like your peers to remember you?
Oh, you know, however they deem fit.
So you don't have any expectations of your own. You just
I'm happy. I'm just. I hope as long as they remember me, and feel free to hit me up if they know that I'm nearby. And of course, I can expect the same from them. I don't expect to be I don't have too much delusions of grandeur. Or nice. Expect them to say, hey, you know, be an idol. But, you know, hopefully friendly chats can occur in the future as well, too. Would be nice.
Yeah, that kind of brings us to our last question, which is, which social media are you kind of active on so that people can get in touch with you? You can give your handles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I use, in terms of social media, I think the only thing I use is Facebook and Facebook Messenger. And it's just my name, Adam Jesudasan. You can find me there. I'm a little bit concerned after this and another data breach. There's too many data breaches happening with Facebook and the whole Facebook data controversy. However, that's what I've been using, and once you're in, it's just so easy.
It's part of your life now.
Yeah, so easy to contact someone from 2 years ago. There's some people that I don't think I have their phone number or email, but I message them frequently on Facebook. I have that and social media. I have my ASU email address, but I still use my personal Gmail address, if you want me to include that.
Yeah, if you want, you're free to do that.
Oh, do I just say it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just rajesudasan@gmail.com. That's my Gmail address and, phone number.
Okay, cool. And if you have something going on, if you're part of a club or something you want to, you know, just plug, this is your time to do that.
Oh, great. Yeah. So I recently have joined the golf club team, and I'm going to help them with hopefully the newsletter. I wrote a newsletter for them that I hope can be approved and be sent out. I've been interested in frisbee golf, so my friends Martin and Sarah asked me to. I've said, hey, we're looking for some people, and I haven't really golfed that much, but I do like frisbee golf, and it's kind of a similar concept to golf. So
are they going to include that in the golf club? The frisbee golf?
We'll see. I'll have to bring it through our supreme leader, Sarah. She makes all the executive decisions, so we'll see. But hopefully, knock on wood, stay tuned for a newsletter through that club. Should be interesting. And it's interesting to be a part of a new club. It's kind of like...
You're a pioneer.
Now. Yeah, entrepreneur. But instead of business, it's club.
Sure. So thanks, Adam, for being on our show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Adam is one of our true career changers. We wish him all the best in the future. I can always count on Adam to bring a very unique perspective to the way we look at business problems today. So that was another one for the books. To our listeners, thank you for listening to us. Goodbye and peace.